I imagine over the last days, some of you have been traveling. And matter of fact, some of you may be traveling right now. And do you think, as you think about that, I want to ask you this question. Do you travel heavy or do you travel light? In other words, do you travel with a lot of baggage or not so much baggage? And I do realize this may cause a debate in your family, and there may be differing opinions about whether you're traveling heavy or light or not. But I remember years ago, some friends of ours invited us to go on a trip, invited Joel and I to go on a trip. And so they're planning the trip, and one of the things they said that really caught me off guard was, hey, we're not going to check any baggage. We're just going to have carry-on, and that way we can move around the airport quickly. And I thought to myself, I don't know about that. You know, I'm one of those people, if I'm traveling to Mississippi for the day, I pack for all four seasons. So the idea of going on a multi-day trip with just a carry-on was kind of new to me. Now, you'll be glad I've progressed, because last year I went on a week-long trip and I only took a carry-on, so I felt like I've gotten better with that. But a lot of people travel heavy when they travel. Matter of fact, last year in the United States alone, $7.2 billion was spent on baggage fees. $7.2 billion just in the United States on baggage fees. So there's a lot of people traveling heavy, and I'll let you debate that, whether you're one of those that travels heavy or travels light. But the reality is much bigger and much more impactful than that when we do this in life. A lot of people travel heavy in life. They get up every day and they pick up some baggage, and they go through life with that baggage. They go through that day with that baggage. It may be the baggage of guilt or fear or resentment or anger or unforgiveness or worry or some particular sin, but they're carrying this baggage with them every single day, that baggage of doubt. Something is going with them. And just as you may say to me or think about me, Jeff, why are you carrying so much baggage on a weekend trip? God looks at you and me and goes, hey, you don't have to carry all that baggage. You can let it go. You can put it down. You can travel light through life. Matter of fact, if you follow Jesus around in the New Testament and see his interactions with different individuals, you see Jesus with that message over and over again as he interacts with people. Now, think about the story in John chapter 4 where Jesus goes to Samaria and he has this conversation with the woman we call the woman at the well. That's the title she has. And it's an interesting conversation that brings up all kinds of questions. First of all, he asks for a drink of water, and that brings up a lot of questions. One, he's a Jew, she's a Samaritan, they don't interact. He's a man, she's a woman, there wasn't a lot of interaction culturally. And so there's a lot of things going on there. But in the middle of all these questions, in the middle of all the differences, Jesus asks a question, just out of the blue. And he begins with a statement, he says, go get your husband. And she says, well, I don't have a husband. He says, matter of fact, you've had five husbands. And the man you're with right now is not your husband. Can you imagine how she felt as he brings up all of her baggage? And she knew right at that moment that Jesus was different. It's interesting, as you read that story in John chapter 4, verse 25, it says this. It says, the woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. In the middle of all her baggage, hope shows up. In the middle of all this going on in her life, a dry soul gets its first taste of freedom. And Jesus brings the message to this woman, you can leave your baggage with me. You don't have to travel heavy. You know, you move on in the book of John, and Jesus has another conversation. In John chapter 8, he is having a conversation with the teachers of the law, the religious people, and suddenly they bring this woman in, and she's announced as the woman caught in adultery. And they begin to talk to Jesus, and it says, in the law of Moses, we're commanded to stone such women. And they ask the question now, Jesus, what do you say? And they were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. This is in verse 6 of John chapter 8. Isn't it interesting that they don't even care about this lady? They don't care about what's going on in her life. They're just trying to trap Jesus. And I love it where it says in verse 6, they're trying to accuse Jesus, but then it just simply says, but Jesus. Jesus is different. He's not there just to bring up the baggage. He's there to let you leave it. But Jesus bent down and he starts to write on the ground with his finger, it tells us. And we don't know what he wrote. And that may be one of the questions that we have for Jesus when we get to heaven. And he begins to question the people standing around. And he says, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. And at this, people began to walk away. And finally, Jesus straightens up. And in verse 10, it simply says, woman, where are they? All these people that were accusing her, they're now gone. No one has condemned you. And she says, no one, sir. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. And so Jesus tells her, you can leave your baggage with me. That's good news. Because we have a tendency to travel heavy. I love the story in Luke chapter 19, where Jesus is entering the city of Jericho, and he's passing through. People are trying to find a place to see him and to hear from him. And there's a man named Zacchaeus, who the Bible says is short. And I love all these definitions of people. The woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, the short man Zacchaeus that we even made a song up about, this wee little man, Zacchaeus. And he wants to see Jesus. And so he climbs up in this tree, and in Luke chapter 19, verse 5, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, I love this, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. In verse 7, one of my favorite verses in these story type passages, it says, and all the people saw this and began to mutter. Jesus had come to change this person's life, Zacchaeus' life, and the religious people are there to mutter. And he says, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. Verse 8 says, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And Jesus is telling Zacchaeus the same thing he's telling us. You can leave your baggage with me. So let's think about this. As we move forward and we close out a year, we move into a new year, one of the things I think that Jesus would want us to know today is this, is that Jesus knows all about your baggage. We go to great lengths not to let people know about our baggage, right? Because we're not sure how they will respond. But one of the things we know all about this is that Jesus knows all about your baggage. He knows about your fears. He knows about your worry. He knows about your failures. He knows about your sin. He knows about your resentment, your bitterness, and your anger. It could go on and on. Because it's interesting to me that as Jesus is having these conversations with these three different people, he knew everything. Isn't it interesting in that story with the woman at the well, he shocks her with his knowledge of her story. Go get your husband. I don't have a husband. That's true. You've had five. And the man you're with now is not your husband. And it's a reminder to us today where we are, whatever's going on in our life, Jesus knows. And in the midst of that, he says, I've seen all the baggage you've picked up. I see all the baggage you're carrying with you today. And so Jesus knows all about our baggage. But not only that, when you look at these stories, it's a reminder that even though he knows all of that about us, Jesus loves us, baggage and all. In John chapter 4, in the very first part of that story, before he gets to the woman at the well, it says in John chapter 4 at the very beginning, now he had to go through Samaria. Well, we look at that and go, okay. But the people in that culture would go, no, you don't have to go through Samaria because Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans. And a good Jewish person would go around Samaria so you didn't have to interact. But Jesus had to go to Samaria. Why? He had to let a woman at a well know, you can leave your baggage with me. Because not only does he know all about our baggage, he loves us, baggage and all. The third thing I think Jesus wants us to know, not only does he know about our baggage, not only does he love us, baggage and all, but Jesus, with whatever's going on in our life, whatever baggage we're carrying today, Jesus offers a baggage drop-off. He offers a baggage drop-off. He offers forgiveness and freedom. He offers a future that can be different. I always love when, you know, you pull up in a certain area and you have baggage, maybe you're traveling and they have the baggage drop-off area, because the last thing you want to do is park on the third level of the parking deck a quarter of a mile away and lug all that with you. And Jesus says, hey man, in life, you don't have to carry that with you. There's a baggage drop-off area at the foot of the cross. That Jesus came, he was born in a place called Bethlehem that we celebrate each Christmas, and we just celebrated. But he also went to a cross. He died in our place for our sin, that we might be able to say, I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to save me, to take all this baggage. And Jesus says, I take it. And so he's waiting for us today, basically, to own and confess our baggage. If he knows it, confessing what's going on in our life to God is simply agreeing with what God knows about our life. It's agreeing about what God says about our life. It's agreeing about the sin that God has put his finger on in our life. And so today, as you think about moving forward and leaving all this baggage behind, just own it and confess it and say, God, I agree with you. This is not what you want in my life. And I ask you to forgive me.